Texte numéro 70. Mattel unveils Blind Barbie. In the decades since Barbie debuted in 1959, the doll's plastic perfections have generated criticism for their promotion of unrealistic beauty standards. In response, Mattel has tried to create versions that are more representative of a broader range of people. On Tuesday, the company released a Barbie designed in partnership with the American Foundation for the Blind. The doll, which comes in a pink box with braille lettering, has its own special accessories, including a red and white cane with a marshmallow roller tip and sunglasses suited for light-sensitive eyes. Its satin blouse and ruffled skirt were selected after Mattel tested them for tactile satisfaction with blind and low-vision children. The doll also has bendable arms for cane use. Lucy Edwards, a social media influencer and disability activist who lost her sight when she was 17, called the doll gorgeous and glam in an online video. "I know when I'm picking clothes as a blind woman, I just love to feel my best in different textures, just like Blind Barbie," said Mrs. Edwards, a Mattel brand ambassador. Tameka Simmons, a disability activist in Greenville, South Carolina, took her blind 8-year-old daughter, Everly, to a Target store on Tuesday to pick up one of the dolls. "As a mom who has a blind child that has faced numerous challenges, this Barbie holds significance for my family," Ms. Simmons said. "We were overwhelmed with excitement when we heard about the doll's release." The blind doll was released alongside Mattel's first black Barbie with Down syndrome, which was developed with input from the National Down Syndrome Society. Mattel noted that the doll's palms include a single line, a characteristic often associated with those with Down syndrome. Some of the hearts on its dress have three arrows that represent the third 21st chromosome that individuals with Down syndrome have, the company said. Krista Berger, a senior vice president at Mattel, said the new dolls reinforce the company's commitment to creating products that represent global belonging and inclusivity. Both Barbies join the Fashionistas line, which Mattel launched in 2009. It features dolls with different skin tones, body types and disabilities, including a Barbie that uses a wheelchair, a Barbie with vitiligo and a Ken with prosthetic leg. Debbie Miller, a spokesperson with the Royal National Institute of Blind People in Britain, said, "The impact of this for me when I was younger would have been incredible. I didn't know anyone else like me, so I felt really, really different, and I wanted to try and hide the fact that I was developing sight loss," she continued. "It would have made me feel more confident to own it and talk to other people about it." Adapted from the New York Times, July 2024.